Katinka, you called me this afternoon and said, did I fancy going for a picnic, which was sort of quite last minute and spontaneous. Do you often do last minute spontaneous picnics?
Not often, no. In fact, I don't do picnics terribly often at all. Mm-hmm. Having grown up with picnics left, right and centre all the time, and they were forever being picnics for 10 to 20 people and having to prepare them all beforehand for the Danish smørbrød. And everything, the precision with which everything had to be divided up and packed in plastic containers and wrappers and this and that and the other. So I don't do that kind of picnic. If I do a picnic, I like it to have an aura of invitation to it. And I will very often do things that I haven't done before. One thing that I find really, really good for a picnic is cheese souffle. Make two the night before or whenever it is and serve cold the next day. Delicious. It works really very well. And I will do things like tarts and quiches, which I will... the last time we did a picnic, I did a spinach one and took it up to the lakes, as it happened, on our way up to Scotland. I've done nettle ones with cheese.
Nettle quiches. That's a good one for this time of year because you use it in exactly the same way as you would use spinach. Mm. Obviously picking with rubber gloves and giving them a good wash. And I think it's quite important to make sure that there's nothing with any chemicals on. But in the main, you can use nettles and that for a picnic at this time of year because a bag of spinach is quite expensive, isn't it?
Well, it is, and particularly when you think that as often as not, one hears that they're doused in this sort of chemical solution to keep them fresh for longer.
Yeah. So nettles, definitely back to nature.
One thing, if you do nettles, you make sure you cover it up quite well or chop it up quite finely, because if not, your top layer of your quiche is going to look like nettles.
Right.
They sort of... they fossilize almost on top, and they look exact. And children around the table say, "Ooh," or around the picnic rug.
No, I can appreciate that. Anything to get greens down them without actually realizing. Although they might be more intrigued through eating nettles that don't sting them.
Well, it's quite good to go picnicking somewhere where there are lots of nettles. You know, the nettles with the white flowers.
Yeah.
Because then you can eat the quiche, and then send them off to pick because they're not. They don't sting the ones with the white. And then bring them home for supper. And
can you eat the ones with the white flowers then?
The ones without white flowers you can eat. And I've eaten those for years. And just recently I've read that you can also eat the stinging ones.
Well, that's really interesting because I've always picked the stinging ones.
Well, there you go.
Isn't that funny? So what's it?
And a good bottle of wine and somebody else to drive.
Yeah.
And some nice weather.
Got children running in and out of the kitchen as we're talking.
Yes, that's my most impromptu picnic is children on the trampoline with a pizza.
So, I mean, today's picnic, we were walking through the woods and the children really had a whale of a time because half of having a picnic is getting outdoors. Where would you say in Northamptonshire would you go? Because, I mean, you do a lot of walking around here. Where would you go for an impromptu picnic?
Well, I tend to go to places that... Well, very often you can find a lovely gateway off a road, which allows you to park, and then you sit on the other side of the hedge and you will often have a lovely view. Mm-hmm. And so I always make a point of taking my litter home if I've taken any in the first place. Mm-hmm. And going off to on bridleway walks to have a... Sometimes I've done it. Take the children and we take, you know, each of us take a backpack and we'll go and sit down somewhere where there's... But again, you have to be really, really careful about leaving litter around because that will irritate anybody and it's not healthy if animals eat eggshells.
No, you're right. I think it's about respecting the environment. And I mean, for my top tip for when I go out for a picnic is, well, I take a picnic basket and leave a picnic basket almost all year round in the back of my car, and a rug, because I'm very impromptu and I will run into the local supermarket and literally throw in some bread and a bag of salad, some sliced cheese, some ham, a bottle of something, some crisps and something at the very, very last minute, and just eat wherever we sort of find ourselves. What would you say is one of your top tips for a decent picnic?
I think it's important to have something which really cuts across the taste buds, because... And so I will always take olives, for example, because it, when you've been in the car and it's the weather's either too hot or what have you, and something cold to drink, I have freezer blocks on the go in the freezer all summer round, and something which is sort of quite.
Mediterranean?
Well, I don't know. It depends on the age group that I'm going for.
You see, I don't think a picnic is complete without lemonade. For me, lemonade really cuts across it. Like olives, you're right. I think that you have to have something that lifts the
That's my bottle of wine there.
That's your wine. No, I agreed. Well, today was absolutely glorious. The sun was shining. We had an absolutely fantastic day. I think the children had a whale of a time.
And had a ball, didn't they?
They did.
And that's the other great thing about picnics, is you get children running around exhausting themselves, and then they eat without complaint. Everything that's going. And the other thing I tend to do for a pudding side of things is I take some form of fruit cake, as in with fresh fruit, not dried fruits, but rhubarb cake or banana cake or something that's sort of complete in itself and can be eaten with the fingers. That's quite a good thing too.
That's brilliant. Well, my last tip really for good picnicking, and that's what we're going to be doing this Easter Sunday, we're going to be having a picnic. My last tip is to take a ball, because I think afterwards, just watching, well, I mean, I suddenly become 10 again and want to kick a ball up a couple of glasses of wine, kicking back on the grass, and I love kicking the ball around.
No, I do. I think that's a very good thing. Yeah, I'd agree with that. Although, the last time last summer, I remember taking a picnic with your children, and we went off with the ponies, and we were two adults and two ponies and four children. And picnic, and we went and sat beside the river, and the ponies grazed, and the children ate, and it was just fantastic. They were, I can't remember what we had. I think we probably did something quite straightforward, like cheese sandwiches with olives and crisps. Oh, crisps are always a favourite with children, of course. But when you've got children and animals or balls, your life is sorted for the duration of a quiet snooze back.
That's fantastic. I'm really looking forward to my Easter picnic. Thank you.
Not at all.